April 26, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Cries from the Heart. Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for this Sunday. Help me to connect with you, know your peace, and honor you in all that this day brings. Read Psalm chapter 35 of David. Contend, Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take up shield and armor. Arise and come to my aid. Brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Say to me, I am your salvation. May those who seek my life be disgraced and put to shame. May those who plot my ruin be turned back in dismay. May they be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. May their path be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. Since they hid their net for me without cause, and without cause dug a pit for me, may ruin overtake them by surprise. May the net they hid entangle them. May they fall into the pit, to their ruin. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord, and delight in his salvation. My whole being will exclaim, Who is like you, Lord? You rescue the poor from those too strong for them, the poor and needy from those who rob them. Ruthless witnesses come forward. They question me on things I know nothing about. They repay me evil for good, and leave me like one bereaved. Yet when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting. When my prayers returned to me unanswered, I went about mourning as though for my friend or brother. I bowed my head in grief as though weeping for my mother. But when I stumbled, they gathered in glee. Assailants gathered against me without my knowledge. They slandered me without ceasing. Like the ungodly, they maliciously mocked. They gnashed their teeth at me. How long, Lord, will you look on? Rescue me from their ravages, my precious life from these lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. Among the throngs I will praise you. Do not let those gloat over me who are my enemies without cause. Do not let those who hate me without reason maliciously wink the eye. They do not speak peaceably, but devise false accusations against those who live quietly in the land. They sneer at me and say, Aha! Aha! With our own eyes we have seen it. Lord, you have seen this. Do not be silent. Do not be far from me, Lord. Awake and rise to my defense. Contend for me, my God and Lord. Vindicate me in your righteousness, Lord my God. Do not let them gloat over me. Do not let them think, Aha, just what we wanted, or say, We have swallowed him up. May all who gloat over my distress be put to shame and confusion. May all who exalt themselves over me be clothed with shame and disgrace. May those who delight in my vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, The Lord be exalted, who delights in the well-being of his servant. My tongue will proclaim your righteousness, your praises, all day long. Reflect. Where you see injustice, do you sometimes wonder where God is or what he is doing? I often used to ask my husband which he wanted first, the good or the bad news. A resigned sigh was the answer. Go on, then. He knew it wasn't really all doom and gloom, but our lives can often veer from good to bad and back again with surprising regularity. And we wouldn't be human if we didn't attach our own commentary to life's events. As people of faith, we will undoubtedly be bringing God into the account. David does all of the above. It's a roller coaster as he tells God about his circumstances, wants those seeking his life to be put to shame, and wants them to experience all kinds of horrible things. In verse 9, He's rejoicing in the Lord because bad things have happened. But the rejoicing is that the poor and needy will triumph. We need to learn to walk in God's light, whatever is going on around us, and try to look at suffering and injustice with His eyes, not our own. Apply. Do not take revenge. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. Romans chapter 12, verses 19 through 20. Reflect on these verses. Closing prayer. Lord, as I look at suffering and injustice around me, help me to see with your eyes, to feel with your heart, and respond in ways that reflect who you are and bring you glory.